So today, I just feel like talking about the worst job that I have ever had. And it was my first job ever, funny enough. And I just feel like talking about it and spewing it all out on the internet instead of going to a therapist. Because that's how we unload baggage, right? So the company that I worked for, it was a local business, but I probably can't say the name, so let's call it a British nursery. Yeah, so British nursery, as you can tell, it was basically a gardening center. It was a nursery, it was a greenhouse, and it was a floral shop. And my job was mainly as a cashier, but occasionally they would put me out in the greenhouse to clean stuff up or at the floral shop to actually make some arrangements. Except that was lived quite short because the old ladies that worked there didn't like me. But that's beside the point. So this was my first job, and I was 16. And you know, because it was retail, I kind of did expect it to be shitty, but I did not fathom just how shitty it could be. And when I say that, I mean that most of the time, the customers were nicer than the employees I worked with. And even more so, well, I mean, I have to explain this. So anyway, there were about four managers, and then there was my boss who would schedule everything, and then the boss of my boss who would hire me. So I don't know, that's just how I viewed it. So what was kind of funny was that they hired me on the spot, like during the interview, and I was like, oh, okay, well that's cool. But I kind of wasn't expecting that either, and now that I think about it, like, that might not actually be a good sign, actually, if they're hiring people on the spot. But anyway, it was a seasonal job, so I only worked there over the summer. And then they laid me off like in the middle of July because, well, I mean, point blank, they can't afford to pay all of their employees after a certain part in the season because, you know, flowers are expensive, trees are expensive, nobody buys them really. But that's just the background to this. Now let's get to the dirt. So, if you've watched my channel before, you know that I have Asperger's syndrome. I'm on the autism spectrum. And it's very, very shitty when you have a job that involves a lot of social interaction on a daily basis. And it would tire me out so much. I mean, not just like standing up every day and stuff like that, but I quickly realized that I was kind of becoming like the rut of the whole store because, well, I mean, I didn't tell anybody that I was autistic, but whenever I would get into confrontations with customers, my managers would not be afraid to yell at me in front of everybody. And that was probably the worst thing of them all, was that I would say the wrong thing and then the manager would say something like very belittling to me. I don't quite remember anything that they said, but I just remember feeling so distraught every time that my manager would yell at me in front of customers, which who thinks that they can do that? I mean, it really put a damper on my self-esteem. But then again, you have to think there was this one time in which I accidentally swore on the PA system. I mean, it was like one of my first days on the job, and I didn't have a walkie, so I had to call one of my managers up over the PA, like on the phone. And I'm trying to figure out how to shut it off because it wouldn't. Like, if you hung up the phone, it wouldn't work. You have to like press a certain button, and I forgot it. So I'm just like pressing all the buttons, and I'm just like, all right, manager to register four, whatever. Manager to register four, and then. Oh, shit. And then I finally figured it out, and I look up, and everybody's looking at me. And yeah. I did hear the echo of shit, but I didn't process in my brain just yet. So when my manager came up to me, she just goes, "Do I need to tell you what you did wrong?" And I just go, "No." And then she goes, "Okay, don't do it again." And now that I think about it, I think that was the nicest she'd ever been to me. I had one manager that would have a habit of telling me to do something and then literally a minute later tell me to stop what I'm doing and do something else. And then later on, she would yell at me for not doing the original project she set me on. And like, oh my God, I wanted to punch her. And I know when you're in a leadership position, you kind of demand respect, but like, you're a piece of shit. Because literally, she would tell me, Kaylee, go out and get the carts from the parking lot. And then I would be outside, I'd get like the first round of carts, and then she's like, Kaylee, get to your register right now. And I'm like, what? I'm not finished doing the carts. And then she's like, I don't care, go to the register. And then I do that. And then, like, 5 minutes later, she was like, "Why aren't all the carts in?" Like, shut the fuck up. Not to mention, my employers were sexist too, because there were a lot of times in which I wasn't allowed to get the carts because they said that I wasn't strong enough. But, you know, in reality, I could pull six. So, like, get at me. Then again, I think sometimes I feel like they were trying to protect me, I guess, because of the heavy stuff, but like I could handle the heavy stuff because they sold statues and stones as well. I could handle them, but like just a minor thing. Just a minor thing. Still pisses me off though. So basically, my first year on the job, I was basically treated like shit because like I was socially awkward and everything, and favoritism ran in that business quite often. So when they let me go the first year, I didn't feel that bad when they let me go. I mean, a little bit because that was my only source of income. But anyway, flash forward back to the next year. Now, this was my mistake. If people are treating you like dog crap, don't go back to that environment. Go find another job, okay? That would be so much better than going back to the shithole that I was in. But anyway, I thought that I could come back because I thought that I had matured more. I thought that I could handle it more. I could handle it better so that way I could go back and be a better person. I mean, I just kind of wanted to like redeem myself, even though there was nothing to redeem. So I call them and they accept me to come back for the next summer. And I go in like a week later to do some paperwork. And as I'm walking in, I'm seeing my coworkers and the other managers look at me and they're like, what is she doing? And they're like, what is she doing here? So I go back in with my boss and he sets me down and we do the paperwork, but he leans forward and he says, "Kaylee, I have to be honest with you. You were not very nice last year." I had no idea what he was talking about, but basically he was saying that I wasn't holding up to the standards and that I don't know, I wasn't nice. I just remember him saying that and I have no idea what he was talking about. It's not like I was mean to anybody, at least not on purpose. I don't remember being mean to anybody. But, you know, I just say that's when I finally confess that it was my first job. And then he finally lets off and then he lets me do the paperwork and then he goes out for a second. And when he comes back, apparently one of the managers went up to him and started talking shit about me. Like, "Are you sure that you want to hire her? Wasn't she snippy with us last year?" And like, that should have been red flag, red flag, red flag. I should have got out of there. I should have not gone back there. Because if they're already doing that, like behind my back to my boss, then just imagine what was to come. And oh, imagine what was to come, okay? So I get hired back. And I am reintroduced to a couple of my new coworkers, and this one, oh my God, this one, I fucking hated her. She was the kind to point out every single thing that's wrong with you. Like she acted like she had power over you, like she was a manager, but she was like a year younger than me, like fuck off. But anyway, I was just really annoyed. And then her boyfriend got hired, and then they were all PDA in front of me, and I was just fucking like, they didn't get in trouble. They never got in trouble. So that was just a little annoying. But as time progressed, as you can probably tell, things got shittier and shittier and shittier. For instance, now I have since learned that this is illegal, my friends. This is illegal, what you're about to hear. So I was asked to water the plants outside, and I liked doing that. It got me away from people, and I just had a moment to myself in which I was just watering plants, and I would go on rotation, and it was nice. It was like the best part of the job. And so I'm watering the plants, and this was like in the middle of June, and it was a really windy day. And you know, outside there are some mulches like outside the nursery, and a wind came by, and I felt a little bit of dust fall into my eye, and like I could not get it out. I was rubbing, it was like I was crying, it was just really, really bad, and I could not get it out. I couldn't see out of my right eye for like the rest of the day. And so I do what every employee should do. I go inside, I stop working, and I just say, "Hey, I think I got a little bit of mulch or dust in my eye. Is there something that I can wash it off?" And my manager's like, "Oh yeah, there's like a little eye wash in the first aid kit in the break room." And so I'm like, "Okay." And so I go back there and I find it, but it's out. We are out of that like eye wash And I'm like, okay, this is bad. And so I don't know. I just think I remember tried using water from like the sink. And then this was funny. This was funny. Somebody came in and had their lunch, and I was washing out my eye. And then my boss came in and said, "Oh, why are you two on break?" And I'm like, no, I have something in my eye. And then he goes, "Oh, well, you better get back on the floor because, we have customers waiting." You piece of shit. Now, I remember from the previous year that when I went to orientation, they said that you if you ever get injured on the job, you have to fill out a form, like a health and safety form. And me, being the smart employee that I am, go back to my boss and say, "Hey, I was watering plants. I got stuff in my eye. I still can't really see out of my right eye. Can we fill out those forms?" And he was like, "Well, yes, we can, but just there's a lot of customers right now. I need you to go back to the registers, honey." And so I'm just like, okay, which by the way, no, don't do that. Demand to do it now because this is illegal. What he did was fucking shitty. And so the day goes by. Eventually, my eye starts to feel a little bit better. I can open it up now. I'm a little bit better. And so we're getting closer to closing time. And so I radio in to my boss to ask if I can fill out those forms now. And he said, "Oh, I'm busy. Just wait a minute. Wait a minute." And he kept stalling and stalling and stalling until eventually we were all clocking out. And he said, "Oh, well, you can do it tomorrow." And I just go, okay. And so the next day happens. I'm in for another shift. And the next morning, I just go up to him and say, "Hey, we still have to fill out those health and safety forms because of my eye, remember?" And this motherfucker looks straight at me and goes, "Kaylee, that was yesterday. It's today." Now, this is why I say that this was the worst job I ever had, was because that, my friends, is illegal. If you are injured on a job and you have to fill out paperwork, you have to do it because it is law, okay? You have the right to be treated whenever you're injured on the job. Do not let anybody treat you like that, okay? And believe it or not, that wasn't the only time that he treated me like crap. There was this one time where I had the weekend off and I wanted to go back there because I wanted to buy like a fairy garden or something like that. I mean, I have a guardian angel garden right now, but I wanted to go in there to buy some succulents. And so I go in there, and then my boss finds me, in my regular clothes. I wasn't in uniform. I wasn't wearing khakis. I was wearing like a dress. And he comes up to me and goes, "Wow, Kaylee, I didn't know you had a waist." Now, I have no idea if that was supposed to be a compliment or not, but just to this day, that does not sit right with me. Why would my boss look at me like that? And like, let alone say something like that to one of their employees, like, ugh. Come on. But now here's the main thing about my boss that I did not say at the start of this audio. But okay, there was this one time when I came into work and my boss was in the break room and, I was getting ready because their lockers were there and stuff. He just kind of turns to me and says, "Kaylee, if I seem a little bit weird today, I mean, I just want to let you know that I am on new medication." And, I was like, okay, but that's when he confessed to me that he has Tourette's syndrome. My boss had Tourette's syndrome. And now, as he's confessing this to me, I'm thinking, okay, is this an apology? Seriously, though, if you have Tourette's syndrome, I don't think a managerial position is for you because you might just scar people for life, like my boss did to me, especially this last time. It was one of the last days I worked there, and this was like I knew I had to like quit. And as soon as I found out that he had Tourette's syndrome, everything started falling into place, and all the reasons why I should leave just racked up so fast. I mean, the reasons were already there, but it just kind of had like a stamp of approval on like, okay, this person is being shitty to me because he has a condition, and yet he acknowledges that he has a condition, but he's still fucking mean to me. So really, where's the excuse now? So anyway, there was this one time where a new order was put in place in which They wanted to make sure that everybody got their lunches at a specific time. So that way, like, the schedule was like all nice and flowy. I mean, like, there would be a rush of customers like during lunchtime, like, of course, because people did returns and people were on lunch break or stuff like that. Like, I kind of could see that. But anyway, we all got 30-minute lunches and just that. We had no extra breaks, which that was another shitty thing about the job. It's like you're working for over 6 hours and you only get a 30-minute break. Like, that's crap. Unless you smoke, which, yeah, they let you go. But if you had to like take like a little break to go to the bathroom, they probably wouldn't even let you do that because there was this one time where I really had to potty and there was nobody in the store. It was very late at night. It was like 10 minutes to closing. And I was the only one left on the registers because everybody else was like restocking shelves or sweeping the floor and stuff. And I kept calling on the system, like, hey, I really, really need to go to the bathroom. Can somebody cover for me? And everybody was refusing. And you know, when your bladder's going out, it's bad for your kidneys, you know? And I just kind of ran to the bathroom. I just did like a look around and nobody was in the store. And I just ran to the bathroom and I just went. I tried to be as quickly as possible because, you know, I didn't want to get caught, of course, but I did. And so I step out, and then one of my managers just comes up to me and goes, Kaylee, you cannot leave your shift like that, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, look, I had to go to the bathroom. I felt like I was gonna piss myself. Like, can you blame me? And just, well, you know, then again, I think that was why they were like, oh, wasn't she snippy with us? Well, it's like, let your employees go to the bathroom. I could also talk about the time customers once followed me into the bathroom to ask me a question. So, anyway, as I was saying, they wanted everybody to go to lunch at a specific time, and me being a good employee wanted to follow that. And so I radioed in for somebody to cover me, and they did that. And I thought that everything was fine. It was a pretty good day, nothing bad was happening. And so I go into lunch, and everything's quite peaceful. I mean, I had somebody to cover for me, I was following the rules, everything was nice. But then the bad thing happened. So one of my coworkers, who I didn't know was gonna get off like during my lunch break. I didn't know. I didn't follow everybody's schedules. But anyway, she comes in and she looks at me and she kind of like, okay, you know when somebody looks at you a certain way and then the whole atmosphere changes? Well, I kind of got that like deep feeling in the pit of my stomach. And she goes to her locker, she gets it all out, and then she just kind of like stares at me and goes, have a nice day. And then she goes out and I'm just like, thanks, you too. And then not like even a minute later, my boss, my Tourette's syndrome boss, comes into the break room and bangs on the table in front of me and goes, Kaylee, what the fuck is wrong with you? I thought you weren't gonna have an attitude this year. And you know me, I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, you are not supposed to go on lunch yet. And he's like screaming at me on the top of his lungs, and his face is getting all red. And I'm just sitting there, like, I'm following what you said to do. It says it on the board. I distinctly remember him saying, you called in my guy to cover for your shift, and now we're behind because of you. And then he just said something snarky, like, enjoy your lunch, even though you're not supposed to. And then he slammed the door behind him. And I'm just very quiet, and I overhear him screaming at another person. Oh yeah, I told her all right. Yeah, she blah, blah, blah. Like, I couldn't remember the rest, and I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, I could have gotten fired right then. And then it got worse because I think this was the same night. But okay, so every night when I'm on cash register duty, we have like a few set of rules, you know, that we have to follow. We have to restock the bags. We have to count the registers. We have to vacuum the floor. And I do that every night. I would vacuum the floor every night. And so he told me that once he's done with my duties up front, go to the greenhouse to help them clean up. And I was like, okay, that's all good. I start vacuuming. And then, like, beneath the roar of the vacuum, I hear, like, a scream. And, like, it was just very, I mean, the vacuum was very loud. It was very old. But just under the rumble, I just hear this like yelling. And then I look over and I see my boss. And he is staring at me red in the face from across the room. And he is like, okay, like a bull about to charge me, okay? And so I turn off the vacuum and then I just say, yes. And then he screams, get over here. Now, I'm not exaggerating, okay? I walk up to him and then... Oh my God, this is so shitty. I walk up to him and then he starts talking me down. He starts berating me. He's saying things like, how could you be so stupid? I thought you were trustworthy. I told you to go out to the greenhouse. Why the fuck are you vacuuming? And I'm just like, I was so, so hurt. And like, I never cry in front of people. I try to never cry in front of other people. But it was at that point where I was just like, I mean, tears were starting to buckle and I'm like making that face where I'm like trying to smother all my tears down and like trying to keep up with a brave face. I mean, that's what I call it. Whenever you're trying to not cry, you're keeping up a brave face. But basically, once he's done berating me and all that, he just says, get in the fucking greenhouse. And then I just say, okay, thank you. And I walk away. So I start walking towards the greenhouse and I just overhear him say, like, as he's like putting away the vacuum, you can't do anything right, can you? And that was it. That was it. I just kind of, I remember, well, I mean, in order to get a broom to sweep up the greenhouse, I had to go to the broom shed that was in the corner of the greenhouse. And it was in the far corner. Nobody could see me behind all like the shrubberies and stuff. And I just remember walking over there and then grabbing a broom, then hiding behind the shed and crying my eyes out. Like, I just give myself a minute. I just let it go. So, it still pains me to remember that. I was 17, okay? So anyway, I know that they were going to be suspicious about me. So I try to, like, dry up my face really quick. And then I go back out there. And I know that one of my other managers saw me get yelled at. I know because, like, she was basically in the background. And she goes back to the greenhouse. And then she finds me. And then, you know, I thought she would say something like, I'm so sorry that happened. You didn't deserve that. But no. Instead, she comes up to me and says, are you okay? And I say, yeah, I'm fine. But of course I'm not. And then she says, oh, your cheeks are all rosy. So there we are. That was the shittiest job I ever had. And within like 2 weeks after that, they let me go and I never set foot on that property again. Now, I mean, there were some positive aspects on the job. I mean, I learned a lot about plants and floral arrangements and how to actually not kill your houseplants. But otherwise, I mean, the biggest thing that I learned was that if you feel like you're being treated like shit at work, it's not the place for you. You have to get out of there because you are not growing. And I know it's funny because it was a nursery, but it's not good for you. It's not healthy for you. You got to get out of there. And every time I drive by that place, I flip them a finger because what were they all on about? Fuck you.